Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations. This is Brother Philip Hodgson, and today we will be carrying on the theme of not neglecting God's great salvation, and that's out of Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, as he speaks of not letting these things that we have heard, letting these things that we have read, letting these things we read of the Lord Jesus, of his salvation, of what he has for his people, not letting them just slip by us or pass by as if in a river, you know, here we see them for a moment and they just drift away, or as when you're at the seashore and you know, the waters are right there near you and something looks so close at one point and all of a sudden it can just be brought by the waves, by the coming in and out of the waves, it can be brought way out to sea beyond our reach. And God's saying that he does not want us to allow these things that he has done for us in Jesus Christ. He does not want us to have them before our view and have them just slip away out of neglect, out of not caring for them as he would have us to care for them. You know, the Bible says that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto us. And seek first means to seek in the first and highest and primary place in our lives, that we have one goal and one longing, and that is the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God, and laying hold of this. And he says, if that is our longing, that we will indeed have everything else that is necessary for our lives laid before us. The things that the Gentiles seek after, we don't need to seek. We but need to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he says that blessed is the man that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, for he shall be filled. And so I encourage us today to hunger and thirst after this righteousness that Jesus has paid and shed his blood to give to us. Paul said that he had not yet apprehended, but that he presses on, and that he, in order that he may apprehend and lay hold of those things for which Jesus Christ had laid hold of him. And, you know, the heart of God is that we would lay hold of his great and precious promises. Jesus shed his blood so that all the promises of God in him, in our life, would be yes and amen. And I encourage you, as I encourage myself, get a hold of the promises of God. Don't let them pass by you. As you read them in his word, say, God, what is it that you have for me? Lord, let it be in my life as it is in your word. As it is declared from heaven, let it be so in my life, in my home, in my church, for your name's sake. And so today we're going to speak of just a couple more places in Scripture as some of these great and precious promises are unfolded before us. You know, I think often in the believing life, many proclaim a message, and many have believed the message. And, you know, I think I was guilty of it for some time in my Christian life, having heard it and just believing that Jesus Christ's will is that we would believe on him so that we could have our sins forgiven and so we could go to heaven when we die. And you know, that message, there is truth in that message, but oh, it just barely scratches the surface of what Jesus died to do in our lives. And if that work in our life doesn't go deeper than us having to said a prayer one time and confess some things and trusting and gaining assurance that we were forgiven, and in order that we could go to heaven when we die, if it doesn't go deeper and further than that, I question whether a man has even received forgiveness of his sins, because Jesus promises greater things to the believer than that. And he promises a life much deeper, a life with God much deeper than that. And today we'll speak of just a couple of scriptures regarding this great salvation. I'd like to start in John chapter 7. Verse 37 to 39, probably very familiar scriptures. He says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. You know, at the beginning there, he says it was the last day, that great day of the feast. And as we look through the scriptures here, we see that they're speaking here of the Feast of Tabernacles. And there was a ceremony that was carried out there on the Feast of Tabernacles that went kind of like this. One of the priests would go and go to the pool of Siloam, and he would fill a vial with water from this pool. And he would bring this water from this pool there in Jerusalem. He would bring it on in through the city and onto the temple. He would enter the temple gates. And as he's doing this, it's a very solemn occasion, and there were trumpets that were going off, and the people are said to have been singing of the verses that said, "And therefore with joy shall we draw from the wells of salvation." And as he's doing this, he comes and he pours this water there out at the on the altar, and the people rejoice that with joy they will draw water out of the wells of salvation. And it was here on this day, this last day, when this custom was so common in Israel, that Jesus stands off to the side, and I can just picture it as the waters are being carried and these things, and the people are going through this tradition, this ritual that they had in Israel concerning the Feast of Tabernacles. And many of us have traditions and rituals and other things that we've been used to, and yet Jesus comes here and speaks the very life into that holiday and into that tradition that they had. And he says words that as people are watching the priest draw waters and bring them to the altar, here Jesus is standing off to the side, and he says, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." And you have to remember, Jesus is not just some man. He was just not just some good teacher. Jesus is the Son of God. And he is, as the Bible says, the Lord Jehovah, our righteousness. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And here he is saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." He's saying, "I am that fountain of living water. I am that well of salvation." And it's interesting enough to see that they say, "With joy you shall draw water from the well of salvation." That word salvation in the Hebrew scriptures is the word Yeshua. And it is actually the name Jesus in Hebrew. The name that he was called by his parents and others was Yeshua. It was a very common name in Israel. It means the salvation of the Lord, or God's salvation. And here Jesus is saying, you know, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." And as the scripture says, he that believes, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And Jesus is here saying, "Come to me and drink. I am the well of God's salvation. I am Yeshua, the well of God's salvation. Come to me and drink, and with joy you shall drink from the waters of Yeshua, from the waters of salvation." And he says, "As you drink from these waters, he that believes on me, as the scripture said." And notice here, he doesn't say, "He that believes on me, as the scripture said, shall have his sins forgiven, and when he dies, he shall go to heaven." It says rather, "He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And it says in the next verse, "But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." You see, he said these things before he had shed his blood, before he had died upon the cross for your sins and my sins, before the payment for our salvation was complete. He said these things as prophecy, saying that after I have died, after I have been raised from the grave and seated at the right hand of God, he that believes on me, just like you see in my life, a river of living water flowing out of my life, blessing and healing and cleansing and washing and encouraging. He said, "Just as you have seen that water flowing from my life, so out of the life of the one who believes shall indeed flow a river of living water." Jesus came to bring fulfillment of God's plan for man and in man. And he came in order that what could be seen in our life is that which could be seen in the Son of God. That out of our bellies would flow a river of living water. We see Jesus, and everywhere he went, a river flowed from his life, in his teaching, in his words, in his encouragement, in his forgiving, in his healing, in his blessing, in his delivering. And we see everywhere he went, this river flowed from his life. And he says, "He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Do you see that in the gospel, in the good news, in the shedding of the blood of Christ, that he has bought for us something so much more beautiful than us being able to have a Christian funeral when we die and proclaim to have gone into heaven. Oh, he has bought for us something so beautiful that the eternal life that we see in his life is to be had in us. In the Spirit of God, which would be poured out there on the day of Pentecost, he said this, he spoke of the Spirit which they that believe on him should receive. For at the time he spoke it, the Spirit had not been poured out on Pentecost, but after his death and his burial and his resurrection, and after 40 days, the Spirit came out. And what we see in the lives of his disciples as we read them in the book of Acts and in the epistles, we see the river of living water that was in Jesus being poured out upon his people and through his people in blessing. And tomorrow we will speak of some other verses, John chapter 14 and 10 through 12 tomorrow. But today I'd like to conclude here to say, he that believes on me, Jesus says, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, may we apprehend this that Jesus Christ has apprehended us for. May we lay hold of this great and precious promise, and may we not be content with anything less. And oh, may his water flow through your life. And may we flow with the very spirit that we see flowing in the life of Jesus. May God bless you. And Lord willing, we'll visit again tomorrow. God bless you.